What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Guys, today I'm going to be continuing my NFL record predictions for the 2023 NFL season. Guys, yesterday I did the Cleveland Browns. Today I'm going to be doing the Baltimore Ravens. You know, the Ravens are going into the season, you know, with a lot of excitement going around for the Ravens this season. Obviously, the Ravens, they did some interesting things in this offseason. Went after and signed Odell Beckham Jr. to a one-year deal. They signed Lamar Jackson. They got him his money. You know, I also thought the Ravens, I honestly thought Baltimore did a pretty good job in the draft. You know, going after one of the best linebackers in the draft, the rookie out of Clemson. I mean, pairing him up with Roquan Smith, who's another really good linebacker. You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how those two work together. You know, and there's been a lot of talk about Baltimore, how there's no excuses for Lamar, how Lamar has no excuses, that he needs to take this team to the Super Bowl. You know, obviously Lamar, he's been talking about a lot in training camp that he's focused on, he's focused more on passing than rushing, you know, because we all know how much this guy loves. We all know how good this guy is when he scrambles with the football, you know. But there are some questions, though. You know, how good is Baltimore's defense going to be? Because last season, the Ravens' defense was horrible. How good is their offensive line? Can Odell Beckham stay healthy? I mean, there's a lot of questions like that, you know. And that's why I was so surprised when Odell signed with when someone signed Odell. And it's nothing against Odell. I love Odell. I think Odell's a great player. I love his the way he cares about the game. I love how he cares about the game, you know. Odell looks bigger, but he looks pretty good. But that doesn't mean just because you got surgery on a torn ACL, that doesn't mean it can't be re-injured. Torn ACLs are not easily, you know, are not easily to come away from. You know. So it's gonna be interesting to see how the Ravens look this season. But without further ado, let's get right into my record prediction. Starting week one, the Ravens are at home and they're playing the Houston Texans. I'm gonna go with the Ravens. You know, the Texans, they're young, they're rebuilding. I do love where the I said this before. I'm gonna say it again. I do love where the Texans are headed. You know, I thought they did a good job in the draft, getting C.J. Stroud, getting Will Anderson, two future Hall of Famers in my book. But, you know, this is still a young Texans team, but I do love where they're headed. But give me the Ravens to win this game. All right, guys, week two, the Ravens are going on the road to the jungle to play the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. Good game, you know, You know, obviously these are two teams Both of these, these are two teams that were in the play that there. These are two teams that were in the playoffs last season. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go. This is gonna be an interesting game. But I will go. I mean, whoever will want to win this, I gotta go with the Bengals. I need to see what the Ravens defense is gonna look like. You know, especially against this Bengals offense that features Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. I mean, there's a lot of talent on this Bengals team. You know, I think this is a close game, you know, because I don't know how good Cincinnati's offensive line is going to be this year, you know, because the Bengals' offensive line last year was horrible. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Bengals' offensive line does against this Ravens' defensive line, you know. So it's going to be interesting, but I'm going to go with Cincinnati just because I just trust their defense more, so. Give me the Bengals. All right, guys. Week 3. The Ravens are at home again. And they're playing the Indianapolis Colts. And I'm playing. I'm taking the Ravens. I'm taking Baltimore. The Colts. Another young team. They're rebuilding. You know. And hey, let's see if the Ravens actually and hopefully found their quarterback of the future, Anthony Richardson. You know, but, you know, I'm going to take the Ravens. The Ravens should win this one. All right, guys, week 4, the Ravens are going on the road to play the Cleveland Browns. Interesting matchup right here. But I got to go with the Browns here, you know. Like I said yesterday for my record prediction for the Browns, this is another team that the Ravens have to face. This is another good offense that this Ravens defense has to face. You know, can you stop Deshaun Watson? I believe they can. You know, just because I don't know how good the Browns' offensive line is going to be. You know, so this is another... The Ravens could win this game, but the Browns have a good... The Browns have a really good defense. Myles Garrett, he ain't no scrub now. Myles Garrett can get after the passer, you know. The Browns have some... They got some talent on their roster. They got a really good wide receiving core. They got one of the best running backs in the NFL. They got one of the best running backs in the NFL and Nick Chubb. You know, and they got a guy in Deshaun Watson who almost took the Texans to the Super Bowl. But he ran into Patrick Mahomes. You know, but this should be an interesting game, but I'll go with the Browns. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens win this one. All right, guys, week 5. The Ravens... They're going on the road again. They're going to be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Interesting matchup right here. This game will be played in Pittsburgh. It's not easy to play in Pittsburgh. You got to go up against, you know, you got to go up against the Steelers pass rush. Whenever TJ Watt's playing Pittsburgh's defensive line, it's, you know, they're very good, you know. Kenny Pickett, he's going into his second season, you know, with a much better offense. It's going to be interesting. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. This is tough. This is really tough, you know, because I really do think the Ravens can win this one. But this game is in Pittsburgh. I think the thing I want to see let's see how the Ravens defense does. Let's see how the Ravens entire defense does against this pretty young Steelers offense. You know, but I'm sorry, guys, but I gotta go with the Steelers. You know, I gotta go with Pittsburgh just because I just feel like this Steelers offense is gonna be too much for this Ravens defense. You know, I mean, you're not going against Big Ben Roethlisberger. You're going against a guy in Kenny Pickett who can use his legs, you know, who can throw the football pretty well, with a pretty good wide receiving core, an offensive line that's getting better. And you got one of the best coaches, and you got a Hall of Fame coach in Mike Tomlin. It's gonna be an interesting one, but give me the Steelers. But this is another game the Ravens could win. All right, guys, week six. This game's gonna be playing in London. The Ravens, they're gonna be playing the Tennessee Titans. I'm taking the Ravens. I mean, I don't have any faith in Tennessee. You know, the Titans, they're not that good of a, I mean, there's a lot of questions I have for Tennessee. You know, how good, you know. The Titans, they have a lot of questions, you know. So, give me the Ravens to win this game. All right, guys, week seven. The Ravens are at home and they're playing the Detroit Lions. Interesting matchup right here. You know, everything I said about the Lions, you know, I do expect. You know, the Lions had one of the best the Lions had one of the highest scoring offenses last season. I expect that to continue. But how will their defense look? The Lions' defense last season was not that good, you know. And the Lions did add some pieces, not just in free agency, but in the draft. You know, they did go after Jack Campbell, who was ranked as one of the second or third best linebacker in this draft class. You know, the Lions did go after Cameron Sutton, who's a pretty decent quarterback. But interesting one right here, but I will go with the Ravens, and here's why. I think this game's gonna go down to which quarterback can get his team the victory. And I'm taking Lamar Jackson over Jared Goff. I think Lamar Jackson's gonna play Jared Goff in this one. So give me the Ravens to beat the Lions. It's gonna be a close game, but give me Baltimore. All right, guys, week eight. Week eight, the Ravens are going on the road, and they're gonna be playing the Arizona Cardinals in the desert, and I'm taking the Ravens. The Cardinals, they're clearly rebuilding. They got rid of DeAndre Hopkins. They got a new head coach. They got a new GM. You know, yeah, I'm taking Baltimore. All right, guys, week nine, the Ravens are at home, and they're going to be playing the Seattle Seahawks. Interesting matchup right here. Got Geno Smith, Geno Smith had a really good year last season. You know, took the Seahawks to the playoffs. You know, the Seahawks offense should be a whole lot better, especially with the addition of Jackson Smith and Jigba. Interesting one right here. Seattle's, you know, now the question is, though, can Seattle's defense stop this Ravens offense? Because this is still a pretty young Seahawks team. I think the most interesting matchup in this game is going to be Seattle's offensive line against Baltimore's defensive line. How good, it's going to be interesting to see how a young Seahawks offensive line goes up against a Ravens defensive line that really doesn't have a lot of talent. The Ravens losing Calais Campbell, that was a big loss, you know. And Calais Campbell, he was the rock of that defense, you know. Now, I think the Ravens secondary is going to have a long day to stop this Seahawks wide receiving core. Interesting one right here. But I will go with the Ravens, actually. I'm going to go with the Ravens to win this game just because I feel like this is another game that could go down to which quarterback wins this one. You know, I think this could be a high scoring game, but I think Lamar Jackson gets things going, you know, and he finds a way to put up points against the Seahawks defense that's still trying to develop and get better. This could be an interesting one, but give me Baltimore. All right, guys, week 10, the Ravens are at home and they're playing the Cleveland Browns. The Ravens are at home, so interesting one right here. Interesting, I mean, it's gonna be interesting. But I'm actually gonna go with, this is tough. I'm actually gonna go, you know, you got the Ravens offense against this Browns defense. You got the Ravens offensive line going up against this Browns defensive line. Pretty decent matchup. You got the Ravens wide receiving core going up against the Browns secondary. Another pretty interesting match. You know, you got the Ravens defensive line going up against the Browns offensive line. Another decent matchup. You know, the one thing though, how can the Ravens secondary stop this Browns wide receiving corps? And I think they will. And it's not going to be because of the Ravens secondary. It's not going to be because of the Ravens secondary. It's going to be because of, I think the Ravens defensive line is going to, I think they're going to find ways to attack this Browns offensive line to get after Deshaun Watson. And what's the one thing that Deshaun Watson can't thrive under? And that's pressure, you know? So I think the Ravens do that. They attack this offensive line. They get Patrick Queen, Roquan Smith. You know, they get those two going. Attacking Deshaun Watson. You know, I think the Ravens win this game due to their defense giving their offense opportunities in this game. I'm going with the Ravens. All right, guys. week 11. The Ravens are at home, and they're gonna be playing the Cincinnati Bengals. This game will be played on Thursday Night Football. Interesting matchup right here. But I think the Ravens win this game. I think they split the series with the Bengals. I think the Ravens offensive line. They might double team Hubbard and Hendrickson. I can see the Ravens probably double-teaming Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard, who's literally two of the best defensive linemen on that entire defense. To get things going, it's going to be a close game. But I think the Ravens' offensive line, how good they're playing, I could see that reason being to why the Ravens could win this one. You know, it's gonna be a close game, but give me Baltimore. All right, guys, week 12, the Ravens are going on the road playing the Los Angeles Chargers. Interesting one right here. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Chargers. I was trying to find a reason on how the Ravens could win this one, but I gotta go with the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers off this Chargers offense, they're gonna be much more better, especially with Kellen Moore calling the plays. Now, I feel like Kellen Moore is going to get things going, not only with Justin Herbert, but with these wide receivers. This defense, the Chargers offensive line should be, the Chargers offensive line, they're all going to be healthy. But that's still the question, though, for the Chargers. How healthy can the Chargers stay throughout the regular season? I feel like if the Chargers can stay healthy throughout the entire regular season, this team could be a problem in the AFC. Because the Chargers have a lot of talent on both ends of the ball. So give me the Chargers to win this game. All right, guys. Week 13, the Ravens have their bye week. After their bye week, they go on week 14. The Ravens are at home, and they're playing the Los Angeles Rams. I'm taking the Ravens. The Rams stink. They're rebuilding. Give me the Ravens. All right, guys. Week 15, the Ravens are going on the road playing Doug Peterson and the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Now, the Jaguars are still rebuilding, but, hey, Doug Peterson, he brought a young Jaguars team that no one even thought was going to make the playoffs all the way to the AFC divisional round. Interesting one right here. You got the Ravens offensive line going up against a pretty good Jaguars defensive line. You got Lamar Jackson. You got Trevor Lawrence. Got two pretty good wide receiving cores for both offenses. But I'm actually going to edge it out with... Baltimore to win this one. Just because I feel like I feel like this is going to be a close game, but this is still a young Ravens team. I think Lamar Jackson, he's going to get things going by fooling this Jaguars defense. This is still, I can see that happening, but this should still be a close game. This Jaguars offense should be able to put up points against this Ravens defense. So, give me Baltimore to win this game due to how much Lamar Jackson he's going to give to this Jaguars defense. So, give me Baltimore. All right, guys. Week 16, the Ravens are going on the road playing the San Francisco 49ers. This game will be played on Monday Night Football. Interesting matchup right here, but I gotta go with the 49ers. The 49ers are gonna be too much for this Ravens team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. There's just too much talent on this 49ers roster. Yeah, so give me the 49ers to win this game. I mean, this Ravens defense, they ain't gonna stop this. They're not gonna stop an offense that has a lot of talent that features Kyle Shanahan, who is clearly one of the best offensive minds in the NFL. And number two, you ain't the same Niners defense that only allowed 10 point that only allowed their opponents to score 10 points. They added more talent up front with Javon Hargrave. That's scary. I'm taking the 49ers. All right, guys, week 17. The Ravens are at home again, and they're playing the Miami Dolphins. Jesus. Interesting one right here. But I gotta go with the Dolphins. This is gonna be a dangerous Dolphins team going into next season. I feel like Tua, he's gonna be going into the season fully healthy and ready to take this team all the way to the Super Bowl. You know, they added Jalen Ramsey, who is clearly one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. They hired Vic Fangio, who is one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL. This Dolphins offense, you know, an offense, obviously, you got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. I mean, there's just too much talent on this Dolphins team. Give me Miami to win this one. And guys, week 18, the Ravens are at home. They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. I do expect Ravens to make the playoffs, you know, so I wouldn't be surprised if they sit their starters out for this one, you know, but I do also expect the Pittsburgh Steelers to make the playoffs as well. You know, since it's in Baltimore, I'll go with the Ravens. So give me Baltimore to win this one. Guys, that's how I see everything going down for the Ravens this upcoming regular season. My record prediction for the Ravens, for the Baltimore Ravens, is 11-6. So, yep, that's how I see everything going down for the Ravens this upcoming season. And yeah, Ravens fans, let me know how you guys feel about it. Let me know how you guys feel about my record prediction, and I'll get right back at you guys. And yeah, guys, that's going to be my record prediction for today. And tomorrow, guys, I'm going to be doing my last record prediction for the 2023 and 24 NFL season. Obviously, with the Cincinnati Bengals. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And I'll also keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants. So also stay tuned for that. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.